Welcome to Montgomery Insider, the podcast to get inside information about events and activities in the city of Montgomery. Welcome to Montgomery Insider. I'm Matthew Vanderhorst, and I'm here with our co-host, Amy Frederick, and our special guest, Elise Williams. Welcome, Elise.
Thank you.
Elise, you're the Sycamore art teacher. And one thing that comes out every year in our mailbox is the annual calendar that the students help with the artwork. And at one time, you were one of those students that produced the art. Why don't you tell us about that first?
Sure. I went through the art program, moved here when I was 10, and went through all the art classes. And apparently my senior year was the first year we produced the calendar. It was a project at the end of the year. After all senior requirements were over and our teacher assigned it, and I was the first student to produce the calendar, one of the first group of students, yes.
So you were a student and now you're the teacher.
Yes.
Is that a program in school that produces that art class or those art, or how does that work? Is it a contest at school?
Mm-hmm.
Explain
yes.
how
so
that
we
works.
We have several AP art classes at the high school, and my AP drawing class historically has produced the calendar since the relationship started with Montgomery in 2002. And it's that class in particular because we produce work with all different medias, you know, drawing, painting, scratchboard, digital art. The kids do a variety of different works. So now I get to incorporate it into our program, those AP seniors, the seniors that produce the work. Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take to produce? Is this all year?
Yeah, so when I did it, and for several years, the work was produced as the last project for seniors. But their year is so jam-packed, and by the time they get to April and May, they are really done. Senioritis is is very real. So it's been such a struggle. I mean, I've been teaching at the high school for 10 years now. This is my third year, I believe, third or fourth year with teaching the AP class and taking over the project. They usually do it at the end of the school year. But I have been wise enough to start incorporating in as soon as possible. Start in October, I present the work. We look over the pictures. We look over the theme, and I get them started early. So we have sketches that are due by the end of December, and then they have time to work on it through the second semester so that it's finished to the best of their ability and turned in and matted. And I have all the information from them before they leave, you know, for they graduate and move on. But that's made it a lot easier to get quality work that they can spend time on. So in full, it probably only takes about 2 full weeks, but we spread it out.
One of the things that we do for this, with the city, is we gather photos and things like that, and we
yes.
give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do the students choose which photo that they want to use
yeah.
or that they want to paint?
Yeah, so I know the city of Montgomery and the community really expects professional work at this point because we've put out such high-quality calendars for several years. So this has to be the best work that the kids have done, the best of their ability, which they're very, at first, insecure about. So I know what they need to produce the work. So it's not just a free-for-all. I don't just give them whatever. So I usually take some time to edit the photos. I kind of turn them sometimes, make them landscape. I put grids on them. I crop them a little bit differently. And I present them to them so they can see all the pictures. And then they can choose what they're most comfortable doing. And so they get assigned a year. The last couple years, we've only had enough students to produce every month plus a cover. So in years past, before COVID, we had lots of students, lots more. I mean, numbers have been changing and shifting, but we all the students would do the work, and then we could choose pieces, the art teachers, what would go into the calendar, or the city would. But now all the students have to do it, and they all have to do it to the best of their ability, because that's what goes into the calendar. So I present it to them. They choose, but I often assist through the work and encourage and help them make it really realistic with their stylized, you know, handwriting that they have. So there's a lot of teamwork that goes into it. They ultimately get to choose what they're doing.
And what mediums do they usually use?
There's a mix. So we have colored pencil, acrylic paintings, oil paintings. We have several digital pieces. Not very few black and white, but this year for 2024, we're working on that. We will have a black and white photo. I know. So usually lots of color. they, like I said, they still have their handwriting, their stylization in the work, but I do encourage them to be as realistic as possible with space, with form, with color, to give it their own little twist too.
So in 2023, the calendar that's coming out right now, the theme is I Love Montgomery, and we had a variety of pictures. What kind of that people had sent to us? We had different parks, you know, some had dogs in it and families in it. What would you say was your students' favorite ones to paint?
Yeah, they love, I mean, people are hard. People are always hard. So unless a student is particularly fond of a figural piece, those are the ones that are not necessarily picked first. But the dogs were awesome. The parks, the landscapes were favorites for this, for that calendar. And it's a little bit, for our senior year in AP drawing is very conceptual because their whole class is geared towards the AP test. And the AP test is all about them discovering an inquiry and following a question and creating work that is completely just one step after the other, investigating. And so they're on in a mindset that's very abstract and conceptual. So working on the Montgomery piece is kind of going back to their pre-AP days where they're practicing skills and techniques. And so it's a little bit of a shift for them, but it's really good because it really brings out how talented they are, how skilled they are, how much they've learned over all the years with all the art teachers that they've had, you know. So it's kind of, it's fun for them regardless, but but the dogs and the landscapes, you know, and sometimes the little kids, the pictures of the small children are really fun for them too.
They did a beautiful job on this calendar. We're very proud, and we hope that people enjoy it as much as we have. The 2023 looks just beautiful.
Thank you.
What do you think is probably, I know you mentioned faces, but what else is challenging?
So like I said before, the senior year is a hard one. It's a lot, especially this time of the year in the fall, you know, the college applications and the recommendations and the portfolios. I mean, a lot of my students go to art school, so they're swamped right now. And then we have some time to really focus on the AP test after December. Then after that, so come April, our big district art show is in February, and February, March, beginning of March. So they're just done, usually, by the end of the year. They're just, they don't want to put a lot of work. So I would say the hardest part for me and for them really is just getting it finished to the high quality that I know they're capable of doing, because they just don't want to work in art anymore. But, you know, and that, I don't blame them. They've been working so hard all year, but just trying to get it out of them at the end of the school year, because it is, it's really, it's a lot of their first commission work. I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big relationship. It's a big community, and it's very exciting. And but at that point, they just can't see any of that. So it's really hard for them to just wrap it up and to get it in, which is why I start it sooner and sooner while they still have the energy to put into it. But that, I mean, I think that's the hardest part, and to believe in themselves to get it out to the highest quality that I know they're capable of doing, because a lot of the times they just, again, they want to get it done by that point, and I have to kind of battle them to show their true colors through the work. So
that's spoken like a true teacher, I think. So what would you say you're most proud of your students?
This relationship with the city is, I mean, I have a lot of heart in it because I did it. I actually did it 2 years. So my senior year, we started it. I didn't know that. My teacher, the relationship started my senior year. I did a painting of Pipkins, which still hangs in the store. And then the following year, so I was a freshman in college, they didn't have enough pieces to fill the calendar, so they asked me to come back as a visiting artist. So then I did another piece of Pipkins, a different season. So there's two paintings of Pipkins that hang in their store that were the first, you know, in the calendar. But to have continued it and to keep it to the highest quality that it is, I feel like I'm most proud of that, just being a part of community and the connection with the kids, and it's so long lasting. For years, I sold copies of paintings of the Pipkins pieces, and you know, these seniors are so consumed by what's next. You know, they're seniors. They're just looking for, they're trying to get out of there. They're going to college. You know, so they're not really looking far into the future. But the calendar is really such a long lasting, future-focused experience, because people see their paintings. I mean, people keep those calendars. The artwork is beautiful, and their names are in them, and I'm sure they get contacted. And, you know, we have some fun projects coming up with trying to get the pieces out in the public more often, the actual artwork, maybe to get community members to see it and to want to buy it. So there's some stuff coming with that, but that'll be really fun. So I'm proud of just the relationship and what it does for the kids moving forward. They can't quite capture it right now.
You brought up something new that we're doing this year is we're going to be displaying the mm-hmm. originals
yeah.
at the Universal Church during Holiday in the Village, mm-hmm. and people will be able to purchase them. The students or the artists do get a stipend from the city, mm-hmm. but this is another way to get recognition and mm-hmm. and for them to be even more proud of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We get family members coming in all the time, want extra copies.
Yes,
and,
yes.
you know, so you know they're proud of them, and they, you know, they hold on to those. And, mm-hmm. and you know, they last forever. So their name is in there.
Yeah.
They're sort of memorialized. I'm excited to see how this is going to happen this year at the church.
Yeah, there'll
too.
Be tags on the work. Yeah. If the work isn't for sale, there'll be tags on the work for the parents of the artist, because they'll be away. But contacting the parents to sell prints of the work or sell the work or whatever, and all the families are notified of that. So that's very exciting.
When is Holiday in the Village?
Holiday in the Village is December 3rd from 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
And we'll have that art set up in the church. I already have my favorite, which I won't say what it is, but come on down, take a look at it. I'm sure you'll have your favorite
yes.
as well.
This calendar probably has some of the best quality that we've seen.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, they're all good.
They are. No.
Absolutely
but
all good.
But there
yes,
are
yes.
some here that just stand out.
Yeah. I have to say on that note, I mean, I can't not give credit to the art program at the high school, and it's not just me. I mean, years and years of teachers, these kids, the culture that the art program has created at Sycamore Schools from all years has created these artists. You know, I mean, I had talent too. I mean, obviously, I am an art teacher. I went through the art program, but I didn't recognize my talent. You know, my art teachers are what brought that out of me. And when I get the kids senior year and they produce this work because the art teachers have developed these skills in them and, you know, pointed them in the right direction. So I just have to, I can't leave without saying that, you know. It's really a testimony to all the years of their education at Sycamore.
I agree. That's so important. Yeah. I mean, the impact teachers have on students, mm-hmm. you know, and the arts, that's why some kids go to school, just because they want to be part of the arts. Well, we're excited to have the calendar 2023, so make sure that you check your mailbox and come see us at Holiday in the Village. Again, that's Saturday, December 3rd from 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Montgomery Insider. To learn more about the City of Montgomery, visit us on our website at montgomeryohio.gov, on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter accounts. Also, remember to subscribe to Montgomery Insider on your favorite podcast app to get the latest episodes.